This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On Saturday, hours before Ashland's annual Christmas tree lighting, they had to deal with some real-life Grinches. Vandals damaged decorations at Pearson Plaza, slashing inflatables and Santa's tent. Community events director Jen Finucci and a coworker quickly bought replacements, according to the Ashland Daily Press, and with resident help, they redecorated and strung lights on Santa's house. Finucci, initially quote-unquote defeated, ended the day quote-unquote truly grateful. Following the parade, the ceremony proceeded with attendees enjoying Santa, live jazz performed by Golden Era Jazz, carols, ornament making, and enjoying offerings from area food trucks. After Mayor Matthew McKenzie's proclamation, resident Kyle Lundmark lit the city's tree. Tuesday, December 16th, from 3 to 6 p.m., you're invited over to the Phillips Public Library for a farewell party for Val. This is your chance to celebrate Val and thank her for her years of service. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, December 16th, from 3 to 6 p.m., over at the Phillips Public Library. Sexual extortion scams have increased in the last few years, and scammers are targeting underage boys. Isabella Nieto has more.
Together, we will continue to be the voice for Evan, Riley, Braden, Carter, Daniel.
That's the voice of Braden
Ryan,
Bone's mother, Brittany
Jordan,
Bird. She's reading the names
Rohan,
of sextortion victims.
Gavin, Denal,
15-year-old Braden
William,
Bone was a student at
James,
DC Everest High School.
Walker,
he took his own life in March after being targeted by a sexual extortion ring.
Through our tragedy, we have found some of the strongest and most resilient parents anyone could imagine. We've gained an entire community support. We've all come together to recognize what is most important, the safety of our children.
According to a report released last year by the FBI, there has been an at least 20% increase in sextortion crimes targeting children. Between October 2021 and March 2023, federal officials say they received more than 13,000 reports of online financial sextortion involving at least 12,600 victims. Those cases have led to at least 20 suicides. Braden's parents joined Governor Tony Evers in a visit to Weston on Monday to sign Braden's Law, which makes sextortion a new crime in Wisconsin and imposes stronger penalties for perpetrators of sextortion.
These crimes have also senselessly taken the lives of dozens of kids in recent years who felt like there was no way out. No kid or person should ever be put in this position.
The State Department of Justice has resources for parents who want to talk about sextortion with their children. Sextortion and other crimes can be reported at report.cybertip.org. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
Aspire's Tomahawk Hospital has earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Acute Stroke Ready Certification. To earn the certification, the hospital underwent a rigorous on-site review in November. During the visit, a team of Joint Commission reviewers conducted observations and interviews and evaluated the hospital's compliance with certification standards, including program management, processes for delivering clinical care, and performance improvement. Ken Grubbs, DNP, MBA, RN, Executive Vice President of Accreditation and Certification Operations, and Chief Nursing Officer, Joint Commission, said, quote, "Joint Commission congratulates Aspire's Tomahawk Hospital for achieving accreditation by demonstrating its focus on delivering safe and effective care of the highest quality and value. Through the accreditation process, we work closely with Aspire's Tomahawk to enable and affirm the highest standards of healthcare quality and patient safety. Together, we are elevating care for all patients, and we appreciate Aspire's Tomahawk's collaboration throughout this process," end quote. The faster a stroke can be treated, the better the outcome. Aspire's Health encourages everyone to use BFAST to recognize the signs of a stroke. Signs of stroke include balance, which is a sudden loss of coordination, eyes, a sudden change in vision, sudden weakness on one side of your face or facial droop, sudden arm or leg numbness or weakness, sudden slurred speech, and a terrible headache. If you or someone you know is experiencing signs of a stroke, immediately call 911 for emergency assistance. You can learn more about stroke care and Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital at aspirus.org. Tuesday, December 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., there's Youth Bingo over at the Fields Public Library. This is for ages 7 to 18 and will feature fun, festive prizes. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, December 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. over at the Fields Public Library. The DNR is encouraging caution on the ice. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
The Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be cautious of early ice conditions on all of Wisconsin's water bodies. Whether you're ice fishing or snowmobiling, those eager to take advantage of winter activities should stay alert to the rapidly changing ice conditions. The DNR doesn't monitor ice conditions, but they are monitored locally. Tim Anderson is the owner of the Hayward Bait and Bottle Shop. He says that he does an ice fishing conditions report every Friday. He did an ice check on the Chippewa flowage with Tatum Treeland of Treeland Resort last week.
There was about 4.5 inches of ice out there, about 30 foot out from the shoreline. Had a little bit of a snow cover, so your base, your bottom 2 inches of the ice was just beautiful, crystal clear ice, no snow mixed in. Then the next 2 inches, you could see some cloudiness in there, and that's where that snow got mixed in on the ice growth. And that top half inch, 3/4 inch was, yeah, a little bit of snow crust and a little bit of ice.
Anderson says that the snow acts as an insulator and slows the growth of the ice. He checked other local lakes last weekend and found that the ice was thicker on lakes without snow, closer to about 4 inches of ice. He says that residents can watch for ice updates on the Hayward Bait and Bottle Shop Facebook page. He also recommends watching updates from Kyle Tyree, owner of the Wisconsin Fisherman Guide Service, who also posts ice condition updates on the Wisconsin Fisherman Facebook page. With ice conditions changing each day and varying depending on the body of water, Anderson says the best thing you can do is check the ice yourself. If you do check ice conditions, make sure to bring a spud bar, wear warm gear and a life jacket, bring a charged cell phone, carry a couple of spikes and light rope in case you fall in, and let others know where you're going. For more tips, visit the DNR's Ice Safety webpage.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers lose in a blowout.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23 ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one, and I'll find guys that want to play defense. Sit guys on the bench.
Changes.
We'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 18 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 1 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow, less than a half inch, and getting colder. We'll start in the teens in the morning, falling into the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.